Do you ever feel like manifestation is just another thing on your to-do list that you don't have time for? Like your spiritual practice is something that you have to do? Honestly, you're not alone because I felt that way too. Something that's really changed my relationship with manifestation is blending it into my lifestyle so that no matter what I'm doing, I'm also manifesting. I call this manifestation as a lifestyle, and it single-handedly made the entire manifestation journey more enjoyable for me, and I've seen my desires show up with a lot more ease. Manifesting as a lifestyle has made manifestation go from feeling like a task to something I just naturally do because it's who I am. If you'd like to learn more about this, I've created a step-by-step guide for you. I'll link it in my show notes so you can check it out. Hey, love, welcome to Affirm It Express, the mini series within the podcast that's all about giving you a quick spiritual boost. In each episode, I'll share affirmations or a quick tip to help you stay in your best energy. So let's get to the good stuff and affirm it together. Hi there, and welcome back to Affirm It Express. Today's affirmations are going to be all focused on reactivating your desires. So this is kind of a reactivation for you've set an intention, you've been trying to manifest something, it's still not here yet. So how can we just reactivate, set a new positive, excited energy towards it and send some good fresh energy towards your manifestation and what you're manifesting? So this is in kind of in honor of spring equinox happening and just this change of season. Winter, I've always noticed I'm a little bit slower. I don't feel as inspired all the time. I'm moving through some of my heavier shadows, and springtime seriously feels like such a blossom time for me. And just energetically for your manifestations, it's a really beautiful time to replant seeds or plant new seeds that you never planted before. So that's kind of the vibe for this episode and this week's theme that I really wanted to acknowledge, that it's a beautiful time to just reconnect with your desires or channel some new ones, however you want to handle it. So I've chosen three affirmations for us, with the first one being, I understand my intentions with clarity and confidence. This is because I feel like when something isn't manifesting for a while, we kind of lose sight of our why and why we want it. And it can feel like you just want it because you've wanted it for so long, but you don't really realize like what it means to you personally, truly, with nobody watching. I think it is one of the most humbling and powerful things you can do on your personal journey is to get really, really clear on your why and be honest if your why changes. It's not a bad thing if your why changes. You're not messing up. You didn't waste time. It's probably bringing you more clarity, hence the word clarity in this affirmation. The next affirmation is, I'm excited that my desires are coming towards me in this moment. So your desires, once again, I know in the last week's Affirm It Express episode, I talked about this. I don't love using time unless it's to help us really realize how time is kind of an illusion and pointless to think about. So we always see our desires in the future, and it's really, really hard to realize that like your desires are energetically here. I know a lot of people talk about it. I talk about it, and I myself, when I'm in the process of manifesting, I'm like, it's just not here yet. Like, I don't feel the energy all the time. So this one is to remind you that it is here energetically, and it is literally trying to come to you. And the manifestation work, the spiritual practice you're doing, is essentially like breaking down the walls, because it's probably right in front of your face. It's literally right there. It's right here, wants to be kind of in you, but it's just right in front of you. And all of this manifestation work, you guys are both working to try and get to each other. So all of the spiritual practices you're doing, that's just breaking down the walls so you guys can become one. I hope that analogy made sense. It was a very clear vision in my head, but I hope that one kind of resonated with you. And the last one is, I reconnect to the energy of what I'm manifesting with gratitude. It can be easy to associate something that you've been manifesting for a while with lack and not here yet. And where the heck is it? And I want to remind you to reconnect with your manifestation and what you're calling in with the energy of gratitude. Gratitude for even the possibility and the ability to desire it. Gratitude for the fact that you can daydream about it. Gratitude for the fact that it could be yours. Gratitude for when it is yours. Gratitude for how good it is already making you feel and it will continue to make you feel. Gratitude for all the lessons you're learning along the way. There are so many things that you can be grateful for in association to something that hasn't manifested yet. So look at it in that way to help you reactivate and replenish kind of the cup of that desire. So let's repeat together. I understand my intentions with clarity and confidence. I'm excited that my desires are coming towards me right in this moment. I reconnect to the energy of what I'm manifesting with gratitude. I understand my intentions with clarity and confidence. I'm excited that my desires are coming towards me right in this moment. I reconnect to the energy of what I'm manifesting with gratitude. And that is a wrap. Enjoy this season of reactivating your desires, and I cannot wait to check in with you next week. I love you. Bye.